Thanks Hashem. I want to go to some of the inyanim de yoima, the geya. I want to speak, thanks Hashem, about a few different inyanim. That's a mitzitziruf of three different inyanim. We'll put them together. Thanks Hashem, we'll come up with some yisoyistic inyanim. There was a maisa shahoya in America many years ago of a rabbi that was in his apartment one day. He gets a knock on the door and he sees a black woman knocking on the door. She says to him, "Rabbi, can you check my mezuzahs?" He says, "Huh? Did I hear correctly?" She goes, "Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm not Jewish. But I heard from all of my friends, my Jewish friends, that if a person puts a mezuzah on his door, so it safeguards the whole house. Not only that, they also told me that every twice in 7 years, you have to check the mezuzah. So I will see you, you're the rabbi, one with the beard. Maybe you can come and check my mezuzah." Says, "All right." Goes downstairs, opens it up, and it's empty. Says, "Hey, what's going on over here?" Says, "Why? What happened?" Said, "When you bought it, was it also empty?" She says, "No. I had instructions. That's about the instructions, and I kept it up." What's the metaphor? The metaphor is like this. When a person takes out the essence of Yiddishkeit, the ikkah of Yiddishkeit, what's he left with? The shell. The outer shell. And with an outer shell by itself, there's no shmira. There's no protection whatsoever. Now there's certain things that Klal Yisrael have been hogim, what we do. One of those minhagim that we do is Nittelnacht. Nittelnacht, some people do know what it means, some people don't know what it means. We want to discuss, first of all, where does it come from? What be'etzim of the minhagim of Nittelnacht? What does it mean? What's the word? What's going on b'chlal? One of the minhagim you should know in Klal Yisrael is that on Yom Nittel, that the Klal Yisrael says, Oleinu l'shabeach, b'koil rom, loud, with a kavona atzuma. What's the pshat? It's your dua, we're down in Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Chassidish Svarim, that at a zman, when the Goyim have their times and their festivals, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that you didn't get at that time. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, at that time, the difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. So the special siyata d'shmaya that we get on a zman with this festival by Goyim. There is a pasuk in the Torah that says, that a person is not allowed to go in the derech of the Goyim. So the chinuch already explains pshat, says the chinuch, the pshat is azoy. That if we go and do things like Goyim, so we're going to come eventually to become like Goyim. And we're going to unite ourselves with Goyim, and it's going to lead to mingling. And we know Klal Yisrael, we know Chazal, set aside all Isurim, Bishalakim, Pasakim, all sorts of things that we Yainesak, all things that we should be very careful when it comes to Goyish Zach, and we don't want to get involved. So there's a lot of things that are Nogea to this Shaila. And I'm not going to go through every single Shaila now for the Maisa. A person has to ask his local Orthodox rabbi if he has a Shaila. But I want to give the Olam the Klolim. The Klolim of this Halacha, how to pass in the Maisa. It's again, for example, when you sign a date on a check or on a letter, you use a Goyish date. It's again, if people want to put flowers by the grave over there. It's again, for example, in America, by the more modern Yidden. So when they have someone Niftal Aleinu, so they don't want to rip the jacket. Chaval Lazma, what a waste of a jacket. So what they do over there is, they're given a black tie by the funeral people, right, for free. They'll charge $25,000 for burying the dead, or they'll give you a black tie for free, and you'll rip the tie. Now this is Kvar Yodua, this is a Goy Shazach. So what's the heter to do it? It's in a gear for flowers around the chuppah, for example. You see many chuppahs with flowers. It was Chukas Hagoy. We know it's the gear also, for example, for a person who wants to celebrate the Christmas holiday, Mutter or Asa. Is there an Inyan? Is there not an Inyan? Goyish clothes also, extremely big shiloh. Goyish clothes. So I want to say the clothing like this. I'm not going to go through each shiloh. We know on the sign there was red bands. There's also a shiloh with a bas mitzvah. We'll go with maybe a couple of examples we'll give. Oh, but Be'etzim, I want to speak out the klolim, and then I want to go through the history of how the 25th of December came about, Be'etzim, Nittelnacht, and Be'ez Hashem, how it's negay to us. Maybe we have time, we'll talk about something with the parasha also. Maybe there. Now, Be'etzim, we start with the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says like this. And it gives over there a whole list of all the dates that there were over there, of the festivals, and of the governor's birthdays, and all sorts of things over there. You see in the Gemara over there, that the Gemara gives all examples of different days that the Yidden were practicing their different zakim. So the Gemara that talks about a zam minik like this. There's the Gemara. They had a minik that when the emperor died, they would take his clothes and they would burn the clothes. Now there's a machlokes in the Gemara, motu ha'asa. In fact, the Gemara kasha. According to the mandama that holds that it is the derech of goyim to burn clothes, so how is the yid, and it was the Jew that yidn did this, how is the yid allowed to do such a thing? How do we know that if it's a minig of a goy, a yid can't do it, it's a minig of a goy? Says the Gemara, no. The reason why a goy over there burned the clothes of the emperor was why? It was poshut respect. It was a nice thing to do. It was a mark of respect for the emperor. If that's the case of the Gemara, that's mutter. That's not a bit of Zohar. That's not an Issa. Okay. Fek Tosis a bomb kasha. Comes along Tosis and says, I don't understand. Minas Gemina, Fek Tosis, they did it, they didn't do it. It's something that the goyim do better. And it's something that goyim do as a type of Avodah Zorah. So I feel, says Tosis, if you'll bring me a pasuk, and there's pasuk in that, that show that they will burn the clothes, you'll bring me a pasuk, says Tosis, you're not allowed to do it. It's Avodah Zorah. The goyim do it. Man, up to me, you'll find 50 pasukim. I don't care. The goyim do it. And if the goyim do it, it's awesome. So you think Tosis. Answers Tosfos, having read from Sanhedrin over there, the Gemara about killing people, how to do it from Halchim, we're going to get into it right now.
That's
going to
do it
for our design. Yeah, we're going to see. Says Tosfos, a Terence. I may read. Says Tosfos, a beautiful Terence. Like you're saying, it depends. Why are these people doing it? If they're doing it, the shame about the Zoro, right? If they're doing it as a religious matter, as a ritual, as a proper zach for their Avodah Zorah, then in the Hanami, having a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that it's mutar, it's not going to help you. Zuktosis is going to be awesome. Zuktosis, however, if the goyim, it's a big yisoid, if the goyim do something as a shtus, as a hevel, as garbage, as nothing, as no reason whatsoever, that's going to be mutar as long as you have as a minig in Klal Yisrael, after a pasuk, after a minig, to do it. Now, there's a Ran that wants to tell an Ishtar Zoy, I'm not going to go into the Shonim right now. Over Etzim is a Rivosh. The Rivosh brings down, he was asked the following Shaila. That there was a minig over there, that after the Shiva, after they sat Shiva, they all used to go to the Beis HaKvoris, to visit the Beis HaKvor over there. So they asked the Rivosh, how you allowed to do it? Aye, the Arabs have it, has that minig also? And we know that if the Arabs have a Zam Minig, so you know how to do something like that. It's not Arabs, like, you're not going into it. Oh, but Be'etzim, something that a guy has a Minig to do, Klal Yisrael can't do it, so what's the pshat? So the Rivosh says no, because the only reason why they go to the Kever is Poshet Hever, Shtus, it's a nice thing to do. And if it's a nice thing to do, there's no Issa in a Yid doing it. I'm saying Biggie said is over here, he's going to lead up to Be'etzim, the Shari we want to get to. So, for example, the red string. Right, the red string. That's the makor of this thing you should know is a Tosefta. Tosefta Pek Zayin Shabbos. The Tosefta over there talks about a case where you have a red string, you tie it around the finger. It's a shayla if it's called Darkei Mori, not Darkei Mori. Should it be done? Should it not be done? Does it work? Does it not work? I'm not getting into it. Does it not? However, the shayla is what red? Where did red come from? So if Samson before Hirsch wants to tie his upshot like this, that because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to take a worm that took out the red ink, and they used to dye things red in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the pshat? It's like this. What is Ayin Hora? Ayin Hora is when a person is matzliach, kishmak, so what happens is, he becomes a bagayda. Look at me! Look what I did! Come on, mate! Abba Lamaisa, we know, it's not him. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what do? We take something red that came from the lowest creature of the whole planet, the worm, and we say, hold on a minute. Remember that red string. Remember where that red came from. It comes from a worm. It comes from the lowest creature as everything. And the made a person to remember that, and hopefully it will help not be a Balgaiva. So whether it works or not, again, it's not we're getting into it. Of a Be'etzin, the post can say like this. If a person is wearing it, for the reason because he thinks that it works for Ayin Hara, it's about his mutter. You know, Issa B'chal. There's a shayla by the way of Shabbos, best that's to remember. Could be a shayla about Tzor. Okay, we're not getting into it right now. Not a shayla Bas Mitzvah. Reb Moshe was once asking Reb Moshe about making a bas mitzvah. And he wanted a time of the Efshet, the Derech of the Goyim to mix with Jezach, and the Melech should not be done. There are those Chassidish, the Sfadish Apoiskin, with a Vadiv example, Ben Ishchai, there ought to be more Mekel, Nisham Yisroel, the person wants to make a bas mitzvah, Nishkefela. Thanksgiving, I remember in Yeshiva somebody asked me if he's allowed to go along and buy turkey on Thanksgiving. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Tshuva of Moshe. Reb Moshe is a Tshuva on this, and he likes Klah. He's a little bit misupuk if Lemaisa a person should celebrate Thanksgiving by eating turkey. And he says that Avada, if a person's eating a turkey stam, because the whole America's serving cheap turkeys and it's Gevaldik, it's cheap for him, because Avada is mutter. I'm a real achmed for a person not to eat Thanksgiving. If you've been done for Rebelski said that Be'etzem, if a person's doing Thanksgiving to show, you know, America, without America, then the Seder, or he says Lemaisa, unfortunately, this is not the Mahara, that's not what people do. Who are in flowers at a chuppah? Right? Already, these are from the Rishonim already, these shaylas. They talk about flowers by a chuppah being a dover that a goyim do. And maybe anything that goyim do is not a problem. However, Zug the Rishonim, no. Because what's the reason why I'm bringing the flowers on a chuppah? Because the goyim do it? No. Because it's nice. It's kishmak. Beautiful. Aha. If that's the case, if that's the reason why you're doing it, so we say beautiful. And you're so good that anything there's a reason at all why you're doing it, there's no issa b'chlam, right? For example, person wants, for example, dye his hair purple with brown spots. You're saying, what are you doing? You're Mr. Michigan, you like the guy in the street now, the yoks in England, right there. Of a Be'etzem. He's doing it, why? Because it looks nice. It's kishmah. That would be the seder. Who has in a person, for example, lives? Again, we're going with halacha over here, not someone who covers you, boy. Oh, but it's the same thing. A person's living in an area where there's all yid and everyone's dressing like a yid, and he just said, you know what? I'm putting on jeans. Is there an issa? No. It's a goy shazak. What are you doing? No one says no, because he's doing it because I like it. It's comfortable. It looks nice. That's going to be beseder. Again, we're not getting into hashkafa right now. We're discussing the halachas and chukas that goy. Can a person follow the goy if he wants to? Now, Be'etzem, there was another shayla, we're going to get to 25th of December. There was a shayla in the time of the shayla and Trubas, Pekudei Eliezer. He means that shayla, when he was the rov of a certain place, they decided to do a new thing. What was this new thing? They decided that we're going to take a mace from the house where it died, we're going to bring these huge wagons and all these horses, black horses, and we're going to bring the mace on this thing. And he came to the rov of Pekudei Eliezer and he said, hey, you can't do such a shayla, it's a goy shayla, you can't do it. And he left the city. I can't be such a rabbi, such a place. You're doing things like going. I left. Now the new rabbi came in. He said, I don't understand. We have raised from some ciphers. We have raised from Aram 6 that they had the minute to do it. What was the pshah in the minute? Pshah in the minute, you know why? Because you know, in those days, the winter was so bad with the snow that it was so difficult to drive this mace out of there. The minute they had to get so many horses to help out, they're not doing it for the goyim. That was when the Google was holy, Kitanya. No, they are doing it for the goyim. Now there is a sheet that I draw, I haven't said so far. The Shitas HaGro is no. Anything Be'etzem that is done by Goyim is Asa. Now, those Rishonim and Ma'aseh do not go in this Mahalach. The Ram and other Rishonim do not go in this Mahalach. There's an Arugas HaBoshim, one more thing before we go on. There's an Arugas HaBoshim that says that a Yid has to strive Datka to do something Faket from the Goyim. Away from the Goyim. Opposite to the Goyim. That's what we have to be like. Now Be'etzem is right. The 25th of December. A little bit of a history now, before we get into more Zakhan. Does the 25th of December have anything to do with Oysa'ish, as they call him? Right? As the Gemara says, right? The Gemara calls him Yoshi. Right? The Gemara Sanhedrin calls him Yoshi. What's Yoshi? Yoshi, I'm not going to go through the history of Yoshi, where it came from, where everything like that. I'll tell you what the Gemara says. I know what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings down the Sanhedrin over there, right, Kuzayim, that Be'etzem, he was a Talmud of a Rishuv and Brachia. Mamish, a Talmud, was unbelievable. A Talmud of Rishuv and Brachia in the Gemara. Unbelievable. What happened? One, I'm looking at the whole details of the story a little bit fazy. Of Be'etzem, what happened is one day, they're walking along, and Rishuv and Brachia said, look how beautiful that is. And he said, you're right. And he was hinting to a woman. That when Yoshi answered back, was hinting to a woman. And Rishuv and Brachia said to him, that's what you're oisikin, women. You're looking at women. And 30 shofars started blowing very day, exactly what happened over there, and Bekitzi put him into chayim. Yoshi went into chayim, and eventually Yoshi came back to want to go to Kapara, after she wanted to go back to his Rebbe. He came back into the Bismedrash, and his Rebbe, Rishon Brach, was saying Krishna. And when he was saying Krishna, his hands were flying all over the place. And when Yoshi came in, he thought that his Rebbe was telling him, get out of here, not interested in you. He took a stone in the shul, took a stone, and he bowed down to the stone, and he made Avodah Zarah. And his Rebbe said to him, hey, do you want to do tshuva? He said, no, I can't. Because I learned from you, you my Rebbe, I learned from you, that if someone is a choyte u'machter, which is what he was, I don't want to go into the details of what exactly he did, someone's a choyte and a machter, no tshuva helps. Now this is what the Gemara brings. So what the Maisa was Kaveya on the 25th of December. What happened over there? Just a little break for a little bit of the history. It's Yodua. First of all, you never know, everyone knows, right? It was the Gilgal of Esav. Gilgal of Esav. Gavaldi. Now, it's Yodua by the Christians, Be'etzem, that there is no Makar. Everyone's masking, L'Kulei Alma, that he was not born on the 25th of December. This is L'Kulei Alma. Nobody's Cholik on this. Right? There is a different machlokes when exactly he was born. Yesh Omim, September the 11th, which is a little bit interesting, September the 11th. Yesh Omim, it was the 28th of March. There's different shitas also, I'm not going to go to all the shitas now, all the zachem be'etzem. Oh, but there's a machlokes when he was born. The Kulei Alma, it was not the 25th of December. So what happened on the 25th of December? There was a monk! A monk in the year 533 that decided, you know what? I made a certain calculation, 500 years after it happened, 500 years after, he totally miscalculated, Yadua, he totally miscalculated, and he decided, you know what? 25th of December. That's what he decided. It's Yadua, everyone knows. You ask the big people over there, they'll tell you, no, we mask him. We know he was never born on the 25th of December. This is the Kulei Alma. Now, let's go weiter. There was a pagan festival, right? Saturnalia, in a pagan festival. A pagan festival that was celebrated from December the 17th through to December 25th. Right? There's a bit more people over there, a group of people. Now, during that time, it was a huge festival. During that festival, all the courts were all closed. Why were they closed? Because you could not be machayev to anything. You could steal, you could kill, you could do anything you wanted. We'll never machayev you. So you might as well close the courts. And they closed the courts, and kach was the maisa, the festival over there. This is Pashat. Then Vaita, they took people, they used to select innocent people that they didn't like, the Romans didn't like. They would select innocent people, and then they would murder them in cold blood. Mamish killed them in a horrific manner, that is Shemirach, Mamish a slow death. No, his body was come up, not mentioned after. It was a Shemirach what happened over there. This was what happened on that day. Now there was Be'etzem, they used to run around the streets singing all sorts of poems, which probably is the Makar for the carols. They also used to eat human-shaped biscuits, which Mistoma is the Makar for Gingerbread Man. And Mabeva, that's what they used to do. They used to get terribly drunk. The kids, that's what they used to do. Now, the Maisa, you should know that Be'etzem, when the Christians wanted to convert them, so they told them that we've got this festival. Alright! Peseda! Bring in the festival also! Very good, we'll have another day to party and get drunk. So that's what they did. They brought along the festival with them. When Be'etzem, it had nothing to do with Christianity. This is Poshet. Who had in? Be'etzem, we know. In 1466, Pope Paul II, Yibach Shemot, he made all the Rabbonim lying around the streets without any clothes on. And while the Pope was on the balcony over there, he was laughing, a whole matzav, Hashem Yirachem, he used to feed them first, it was a terrible matzav. And other times also, it was a terrible situation where they get all the Yidden to do it. It was a most terrible matzav, they used to kill people, they used to Hashem Yirachem what went on that day during those festivals. Mamas Hashem Yirachem. By the way, just a quick cunning, there is a Be'etzem Sforim, a Taina Faket, all of this. They Taina, the whole different pshat. They were a Taina, that the Gemara of Be'etzem and Avodah Zarah. It says, Odom Arishon did a chait on the day that he was born. And we know that he started realizing that all the days were getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And he said, hey, what's going on here? Actually, the world's about to die. There's no more world anymore. So he got all nervous, started doubling and everything and this. And then he realized the days are getting longer. So he spent 8 days in Shvach and Haidor. It's the Gemara of this. Shvach and Haidor to the Rebbeinu Shlom. What's this? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Sforim being down that Esha, the Pshat was that these people, these pagans at the time of Enosh, they took the 8 days of Odom Arishon when he did that, this Shvach and Haidor, and he took it into their celebration and their Yom Tov. Anyway, let me go weiter. In a certain place in America, Kvar Yodua, Massachusetts or whatever it's called, there was a makom over there that people used to celebrate it and it was illegal. Anyone found celebrating Christmas on the 25th of December was put into prison, because what are you celebrating a pagan holiday in Christianity? There's no sheikhs. This is what I'm telling you. There's no sheikhs b'chla. No sheikhs. Let me go weiter. Where's the makor of the tree? The tree, right? So we're saying right now that Bethlehem is no shaykhah, there's no shaykhah to Christianity. What's going on over here? Where's the makor of the tree? So Be'etzim, in the literature that they have, there's no makor Be'etzim, absolutely no makor whatsoever. There was a certain religious people that used to avoid the Zohar to trees, and they said they're going to trees, and they wanted to convert them to Christianity. They said, hey, come join us. They said, no, we have our tree. All right, bring the tree in, and celebrate on the 25th. That's number one. Santa Claus is the big one. Santa Claus is the big one. We haven't got time so much to be married again. We have everybody cry your dua. Nicholas of Shemi Rachim, the Rosh over there, that rewrote the New Testament over there. Someone grabbed it last night, came to me, gave me a whole literature about it. He told me that he rewrote the New Testament, and this is what dictated to what happened in the Holocaust. And Shemi Rachim, what happened over there to the Yidden. This is the worst people that we could ever meet, these people. Anyway, this Nicholas was born 270. He died in 345, and he became as our saint. Why? I didn't show all the reasons why he became a saint. And the Etzem, they decided to make his day December the 6th. They decided his day is going to be December the 6th. Okay, very nice. That's what they did. Right, he was very terrible to the Yidden. He wanted to tell that the Yidden or the kids of Gesotter, the Shemirachim. Now, in 1087, a group of sailors, they took all of his bones, and they moved it from Turkey to Italy. Right? Now, the problem was that in Italy, there was a cult. What was this cult? The grandmother cult. Now this grandmother cult used to take out of stockings, and used to fill it with all sorts of nice things, and the kids said, that's the makor of that zach. Now the Maisa, they came in there, and they said, hey, what's going on here? We're celebrating Nicholas cult. It became into a whole cult. Mamash, a whole different matzav over there. Now when the Catholic Church wanted to bring these people in, so they said, no, come and join us. They said, no, we have our Nicholas day. Seder, bring him in also, and switch the day from December the 6th to December the 25th. So again, yet again we see total garbage for the 25th of December. Not again later. In 1009, right, there was a novelist. He wrote lots of books, people maybe know the books, whatever. And he took this Nicholas and called him by his Dutch name, which was Santa Claus. And he used to write poems about him until there was a professor in university in 1822. And he wrote all sorts of poems about him. He added reindeer. He added coming from the chimney. All sorts of different zaken. And he decided to make it more geschmack. And the main one would add in a few different zaken also. That's what he did, Lemaisa. Until we have an artist in 2000. And I'm sorry, that drew 2,000 portraits of him. And eventually we turned him in from this horrible, ugly, dark, smarty looking person to this, you know, big, fat, by a guy with a beard, with a nice smile, and they're there. That's what they say. He had a friend of Zoe, so he copied his friend. Now, well, one thing we're missing over here is he was dressed in black. So what happened with red? So Kvar Yodua, 1931. Coca-Cola stopped putting cocaine into the Coca-Cola, and they decided, hey, the sales went down. I mean, we put in caffeine, but this is not bizarre. So they decided, what are we going to do for sales? What are we going to do to make it more geschmack? Okay, so they hired some kind of Dutch painter, and a Sweden artist, I'm sorry, and they made a nice friendly picture of this happy grandfather geschmackadicke guy, and that's what they did, and they made it red, because that was Coca-Cola, and they made how cat was born, the Santa Claus that we have, with a lot of garbage in between, and the whole makor for the whole Christmas, and the whole 25th of December, and the whole Santa Claus, is one word, shtus in the avolim, a mixture of pagan people, a mixture of Christians, and a mixture of Coca-Cola adverts, is the whole thing! It's total shtus in the avolim! Garbage! Goonish! Nothing! Okay. Now one thing over here, a bach and yeshiva, a bach and yeshiva said to me, oh, come on, you know, it's not so bad. We're in Chutzlaren to get involved. Someone grabbed it this morning after Nishayev, he's allowed to go back out to a mall because Ephes maybe were giving them chizik at their time of season. Or with the Esther, people say, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Come on! Let me serve it, right? Geschmack! So as Be'etzem, Azoy, I heard this from a very chashuv rav in England, said a zavot like this. He said, I don't know if people know this, or it's a dua for some people, at least very much in Europe and a few places in America, that there's a date, April the 20th, which is Hitler Day. Hitler Day! You have these neo-Nazis over there, they celebrate Hitler Day, April the 20th. Now, everybody said, let me ask you a question. There's not one person in this room that doesn't know what happened in Hitler. We don't have a grandparent or great-grandparents that suffered terribly from this situation. Now, let me ask Oyla Mishayla. What would be, if the Maisa, yeah, five generations down the line, you saw one of your grandchildren going to a Hitler party. what would you say? You'd say, ah, Bethesda, what do you mean? He just wants to have fun. He just wants to enjoy himself, get along with the celebration and the nice atmosphere. It's geschmack. Come on. What's the big deal, right? You say, how could you dare do such a thing? And you'd probably kill him. Now, the Maisa, it's brought down in the Rambam. The Rambam brings in many, many places. The Oyster Ish was Mamish Oike Toya from Klal Yisroel. The day that Oyster Ish, that Yoshi was born, was a day probably much worse than Hitler was born. Much worse. When he did the Klal Yisroel, the blood that he spilled, the Toya that was forgotten because of him. It's a Shem Yirachem what happened over there. Yeah. And this is what we want to celebrate. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to feel part of. This is what we want to have a geschmack.
It wasn't the 25th.
So what's Mittelnacht? So what's Mittelnacht in all of this? What's better to Mittelnacht? So we know, like we just said, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that he was hung. When was he hung? The Gemara says he was hung on Erev Pesach. So one of the reasons why Mittelnacht is called Mittelnacht is because Loshen Nokra, he was hung. There's another reason. Because he died on that day, he was nittel from the world. Nittel from the world, he was removed from the world. There's other reasons also, that birth is in Latin for nutless. Because these are the reasons why it's called nittel. Now, where is the first place that Mittelnacht was actually discussed that we have written down? So we have a Sefer Nitzchoim. The Sefer Nitzchoim was actually in the time of the Rosh. And he discusses that thing and he says, Mittel was the birth of Yeshi. Now, it's also mentioned in the Trumas Hadeshen, in Yeredeya, Kuf Mem Ches, and he says like this, there's a certain day, says the Trumas Hadeshen, where a person sends presents to a goy on Mittel, which is 8 days before the New Year's Day. Right? Oh, Shaila, if you're allowed to send a goy, not send a goy. The Ramah, the Olim Shana, the Ramah, the Heilige Ramah that we passed in, like. Okay. The Ramah, Yeredeya, Kuf Tezayin, says the same thing, Mamash is in Russian. He says like this, if you want to send a present to a guy on the 8th day after Nittel, which is called the New Year's, so Maisa, you shouldn't do such a thing. It's not such a geschmackers have to do. Now, Maisa, those words you should know, if you look in the Ramah now, you won't find those words. Those words are actually censored, they were taken out at a later stage. The Shaila is what happened to Torah. Why not Torah? There's a mimic in Klal Yisrael, Zichah, but the Hasidim are quite makbid on this. And the Hasidim hold that we don't learn on Nittel Nacht. Right, so this year comes out a little bit better because it's Friday night, so I might say everyone's anyway going to the Tish. Oh, but actually, there is a Zan meaning not to learn. What's the Pshat? So the first place this was bought is in the Makor Chayim, the Chavisyot, and it's bought also in Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer means his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. And he says like this, he says, you know what? What Tish about? We don't learn. Why not? Avelus. Here's the same thing. It's a form of Avelus. And Avelus, we don't learn Torah. Remember, that's the one that comes on Chsam Sofer. Hey! What do you mean? We don't do anything else. On Tish Shabbat, we don't do anything. We don't eat. We don't have shoes. All sorts of things. Oba, on Nithol, no such thing. So where's our babies coming in? Elamai, he's going to the old swar. Sentech on Sofer, tell you Pshat like this. Pshat wants a taina, Zuk the Helik Sam Sofer, is because the Satan will come along when he sees the Goyim at their festivals, 12 o'clock at night, and he'll see them all busy, festivities, kishmak, happy, all going. And what are the Yidin doing? Yidin are sleeping. Comes along the Sotan, and it's the Kidron on Klal Yisroel. He's going to say, what's going on? These people are sleeping over here. Like Rabbi Yosef Eibeshit says, that every single day, Rabbi Yisrael, every day, the Rabbi Shalom has Rachmonus Gedoyla on the difference between Klal Yisroel and the Goyim, and Klal Yisroel getting up, and Davin Shach, and they're getting, it's Mamish Geshmak. The Melech of the Sam Sofer, what do? And this is the Minig, the Mice in Hungary, beautiful Minig. The Minig in Hungary was, they went to sleep at 6 o'clock by Shkia, by Tzeis, and they woke up at 12! And what do? They learned the whole night. So there's no problem. I have a Chavusa Lemaisa, who Taka told me when he was a Bokh in Yeshiva, that's what we did! We went to sleep at 6, woke up at 12, 6 hours, right? It's a Gavaldik and that! And then he learned the whole night. That's what he did. That was the Minig with the Chsam Sofer. Sefer Apardus, there's another chat. He wants to tell us, on this day, by Nittel, the Goyim used to lie in ambush to us. They used to come and kill us. All sorts of bad things. The Mela, nobody goes in the street. The Mela, that's where the learning in the Beis Medrash seemed to have gone down. Daruk Yob is another pshat that the Goyim see on their festivals that the Yiddish lights are on. They don't like it. They come and cause all sorts of pogroms. They cause all sorts of problems. So they made a din. No lights in the house. So there's no lights in the house. There's a button. You go to sleep. That's why the Nurengim. So there are some Rebbes, the Maisa, the Ger Rebbe at the time, the Belzer Rebbe, the Amach Metaka Azoi, they don't learn different Zachen. The stifle I heard last night, I was saying by Rebbe Zerubach Shlita, somebody came in, and he told him, Motikazach, he told him he went to Ruchan Kanievsky,
And also from Kanievsky, you know, your father, the Stifler, Chassidus Sheyit, right? Everyone call you Dua, Stifler, Chassidus Sheyit. What did your father do, Nikolnacht? So Chaim Kanievsky said like this. He says, my father said, don't tell me where Nikolnacht is. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. As long as you know over there. And you should know the Slonim Rebbe, for example, brings that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Negeya. We don't have the Tumah, Kitz is not Vaita. Last night when I was by with Israel also, I decided, a little bit of chutzpah, I decided this, no. I said, Rebbe, what should I tell the Bochum? Well, yes, they learn, not so. I said, no, they're mamish, they want to be machmen, they want to tackle learn, they're not sure of a speakers, not to speakers. Lo, he said, yes, they learn, not to learn. See, so he looks at me like, my mamish, he's about to kick me out. See, I had in front of him a cup, he takes a drink, and makes a brocha. Then he looks at me again, thinking, oh gosh, what's he going to tell me? He says like this, if you make a brocha on that night, then you can learn also. Because if it's offered to learn, the offer to brachas also. As a made 100% no shiloh whatsoever. I just want to end with one thing, Be'etzem, Mamish, we have to finish from the parasha. Just one thing, very small zach. That we know about Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mocker by the snare over there, so the pasuk says, don't go any further, right? And take off your shoes. Now, we're both saying, Echob, Pasha the Kasha. What's going on in it? Don't go any further. Why? It's Kaddish over there. Okay, so why do you have to take off your shoes over here? I understand. No, yeah, again. Don't look further, but take off your shoes now. It's not Kaddish over here, it's a Kaddish over there. So I can't go any further. And what is so Solomon to say, Pshat, from Rebbe Moshe, very nice Pshat, Rebbe Etzem, that mocking where Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem was not Kaddish whatsoever. Oh, but the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on that mokum, that made it Kaddish. That made it holy. You do it, I'm Isaac from the Chazanish. The Chazanish was one time, he was walking in Bnei Brak on the street over there, and he said to someone sitting next to him, someone standing next to him, he says, you know, there were two Bochum from Polovich today walking down this road. And I said, how do you know? He says, Poshet, it's Torah, the Torah. The men are Rabbeisai. We have a Beis Medrash here. We have a dining room. We have a bedroom. Each place is only Kaddish if you yourselves make it Kaddish. It's up to you, Rabbi Yisai, to make a mocking Kaddish. The Olim should have a Gevaldige Shabbos.